Let me ask you something before we even get started. When was the last time you rolled into a 45-degree bank on purpose, held it all the way around a full circle, and rolled out on the exact heading you started on, within 100 feet of the altitude you started at? If the honest answer is on my last flight review, or back when I was training, then this segment is for you. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hangar, where we spend a little time each day trying to make you a sharper, safer pilot. Today we are talking about the steep turn. It is one of the very first maneuvers you learn. It shows up on your private pilot check ride, and it is quietly one of the most revealing things you will ever do in front of an examiner. Because a steep turn is not really a turning maneuver. It is a coordination maneuver, a division of attention maneuver, and an honesty maneuver. It shows the examiner exactly how well you fly the airplane when you have to do three things at once. So let's walk through this together. Before I get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. If you're grinding through training right now, spending money you didn't know you had on lessons that humble you every week, those milestones matter. They deserve to be marked. aviationsoul.com. Great folks. All right, the steep turn. Here is what the maneuver actually is, straight out of the airman certification standards for the private pilot. You're going to roll into a coordinated turn at approximately 45 degrees of bank. You will hold that bank, that altitude, and that airspeed all the way around 360 degrees of turn. Then most of the time, the examiner will have you roll out and immediately roll the other way into a second 360 degree turn in the opposite direction. And here are the numbers the examiner is holding you to. Altitude, plus or minus 100 feet. Airspeed, plus or minus 10 knots. Bank, plus or minus 5 degrees. And you roll out on your entry heading, plus or minus 10 degrees. Now, 100 feet sounds generous. 10 knots sounds generous. And on the ground, sitting in the briefing room, everybody nods and says, "Sure, no problem." Then they get up there, roll into 45 degrees, and watch the altimeter unwind like somebody pulled the drain plug. So why does that happen? Let's talk about the physics. Because if you understand why the airplane wants to descend in a steep turn, you will stop fighting the symptom and start flying the cause. When you bank an airplane, you tilt the lift. In level flight, all of your lift is pointing straight up, holding your weight. The moment you bank, some of that lift starts pointing sideways. That sideways component is what actually turns you. It is called the horizontal component of lift, and it is the whole reason a turn works. But here's the catch. The part of your lift that was holding you up just got smaller because you stole some of it to point sideways. At a shallow bank, the difference is tiny. You barely notice. But lift changes with the cosine of the bank angle, and that cosine falls off a cliff as you get steep. At 30 degrees, you have lost only a little. At 45 degrees, you have lost a lot. So if you do nothing, the airplane simply cannot hold altitude anymore. It descends, not because you did anything wrong, but because you changed the geometry and didn't pay for it. So how do you pay for it? You add back the lift you lost, and you add lift with back pressure on the yoke, increasing your angle of attack, and usually a touch of power to hold your airspeed as that back pressure and the extra load add drag. Here's the number I want you to actually feel. At 45 degrees of bank in level flight, you're pulling about 1.4 Gs, 1.41 to be precise. That means the airplane, and you, effectively weigh 40% more than you do in straight and level flight. Your wing has to produce 40% more lift just to stay at the same altitude. That is a real physical increase, and you feel it in your seat and in your body. That heaviness in the seat of your pants is not a distraction. It is information. It is the airplane telling you how hard the wing is working. And here is the safety piece that matters, because we never gloss over safety on this show. When you load the wing to 1.4 Gs, your stall speed goes up. A wing that stalls at, say, 50 knots in level flight will stall about 19% faster in a 45-degree level turn. So an airplane that stalls at 50 straight and level is stalling closer to 59 or 60 in that steep turn. That is why the ACS wants you demonstrating this at a safe airspeed, usually your maneuvering speed or the recommended entry speed in your airplane's handbook. You have got margin above the stall, but that margin is smaller than it is in cruise, and you should respect it. Now, let's talk about the thing that catches almost every student, the overbanking tendency. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training, because I spent weeks fighting my airplane before anyone explained it. When you are in a steep turn, the outside wing is traveling on a larger circle than the inside wing. It is moving through the air faster, and a wing moving faster makes more lift, So the outside wing is generating more lift than the inside wing, and it wants to keep rolling you into a steeper and steeper bank. Left alone, 45 degrees becomes 50 becomes 55, and now you're diving toward the ground in an ever-tightening spiral. This is the overbanking tendency, and it is why a steep turn requires you to hold a little bit of opposite aileron the whole way around. In a shallow turn, it's the opposite. The airplane is stable and wants to roll back to level, so you hold a touch of aileron into the turn, but somewhere around the steep bank range that flips. Now you're holding aileron away from the turn to keep it from tightening on you. Students feel that and think they are doing something wrong. You are not. That is the airplane behaving exactly as designed. Your job is to hold the bank you want, whatever aileron pressure that takes. So now you've got three balls in the air. You're holding 45 degrees of bank against the overbanking tendency. You're holding back pressure to keep the nose from dropping and the altitude from bleeding. And you're keeping the ball centered with your feet because all that aileron deflection is creating adverse yaw that wants to skid or slip you out of coordination. Let me give you the way I teach students to actually fly it so it becomes manageable instead of a scramble. Pick a reference. Before you roll in, look outside and find a point on the horizon, a landmark, something at a distance in the direction you're turning, and note your heading and altitude. Clear the area with clearing turns first, always. Nobody wants to be nose down in a steep turn and discover traffic where they weren't looking. Now roll in smoothly, not a snap, not a lazy crawl, a smooth positive roll to 45 degrees. And here's the key, as you pass through about 30 degrees of bank, start feeding in your back pressure and a touch of power at the same time. Don't wait until you're established at 45 and the nose is already sinking. If you wait your chasing, you will pull, overcorrect balloon, come off the power, drop again, and ride that porpoise all the way around. Lead it. Trade the roll in for back pressure so the nose never moves off the horizon in the first place. Where do you look? This is the mistake I see most. Students fixate on the altimeter. They stare at that one instrument, and by the time the needle has moved enough to see, the airplane has already been descending for a couple of seconds. You're always behind. Instead, your primary reference for pitch in a steep turn is outside. It's the relationship between the nose or the cowling and the horizon. Set that sight picture, the top of the cowling against the horizon in that banked attitude, and hold it. Glance inside to confirm altimeter, airspeed, bank on the attitude indicator, then right back outside. The horizon will tell you the nose is dropping half a second before the altimeter ever will. That half second is the whole ball game. The examiner is looking for exactly this, by the way. They can tell within the first 90 degrees of turn whether you're flying the airplane or chasing the instruments. A pilot who is flying it looks calm, makes small corrections, and holds a steady picture. A pilot who is chasing looks busy, jerky, always a beat behind. Same altitude result, maybe, but the examiner sees the difference, and it colors everything else on the ride. Let's talk corrections, because you will drift, and knowing how to fix it cleanly is what passes the ride. If you're losing altitude in the turn, do not just haul back on the yoke. If you add back pressure at 45 degrees, you're tightening the turn and pulling more G's, and you can actually make things worse. The cleaner fix is to reduce the bank slightly, just a few degrees, which puts more of your lift back into the vertical, arrests the descent, and then reestablish your 45. Shallow out a hair, catch the altitude, roll back in. If you're gaining altitude, it's the reverse. Slightly steepen or relax a little back pressure. Small inputs, the airplane responds faster than you think at this bank angle. And your rollout. Lead it. A turn rolls out about half your bank angle before your target heading, so at 45 degrees, start your rollout roughly 20 to 25 degrees before your entry heading comes up. As you roll out, you release that back pressure and reduce the power you added, because now you're unloading the wing and you don't want to balloon up through your altitude on the way out. Roll out. Relax the pressure, come off the power, and there is your heading and your altitude, right where you left them. Then, if the examiner wants the reverse turn, you roll smoothly right on through into the opposite direction without stopping to admire your work. Same thing, mirror image, and now you get to feel the overbanking tendency pulling the other way. Let me give you a real scenario, because this is where it bites people outside the check ride, in real flying. You are on a cross country. You're a little behind, a little task saturated, and you realize you've overshot your turn to enter the traffic pattern, or you need to tighten up to avoid drifting into some airspace. So you crank it over into a steep bank, close to the ground, while you're looking outside for the airport and fumbling with the radio. Now you're distracted, the nose is dropping, you're pulling to hold it up, You're getting slow because you didn't add power, and you're near pattern altitude with terrain and other traffic around. That is the exact recipe that has killed pilots in the base to final turn. The steep turn maneuver you practice at altitude with clearing turns and a safety margin is the controlled version of the thing that is genuinely dangerous down low. That is why we drill it. Not because you'll ever need a perfect 360 on a Tuesday afternoon, but because the muscle memory of a coordinated pitch and power aware steep turn is what saves you when you accidentally find yourself in one close to the ground. So, here are your takeaways for your next flight. Go practice these at a safe altitude with clearing turns. Lead the roll in with back pressure and power. Don't wait for the nose to drop. Fly the horizon, not the altimeter, and just confirm with a glance inside. Expect the overbanking tendency and be ready to hold aileron out of the turn. Fix altitude loss by shallowing the bank a touch, not just pulling harder, and lead your rollout by about half your bank angle. Do that, and the 100-foot window the ACS gives you starts to feel roomy instead of impossible. And if you're a certificated pilot who hasn't done one of these since your check ride, go do a few. Take an instructor, or just go up solo if you're current and comfortable, and knock out a couple in each direction. You will be a little rusty, and that's exactly the point. The coordination you rebuild in 20 minutes of steep turns pays off every single time you maneuver the airplane close to the ground. The reference numbers and the tolerances today come straight from the FAA's Airman Certification Standards and the Airplane Flying Handbook. And if you want to sit down and read the steep turn task for yourself, it's all right there and it's free. Worth an evening. You can find more of these segments over at radiohanger.com whenever you want them. Go fly a few steep turns this week. Feel that weight settle into your seat, hold the horizon steady, and roll out right on your heading. That feeling, when it all comes together and the airplane just carves around like it's on rails, that's the good stuff. That's why we do this. I'm Pattern. Keep the ball centered, and I'll see you next time.